We're up to Simen Gimel, Sif Gimel. I just want to review the overview. Simen Aleph and Beis, when they get out to Simen Aleph, the Chiyuv of Puravu and Lerev Atanach Yedecha. And Simen Beis dealt with the general rules for who a person is allowed to marry. Now Gimel and Dalet, Gimel talks about who a kohen is allowed to marry, and Simen Dalet, we're going to get into Hilchos Mamzerus. Obviously Simen Gimel is less crucial to a great degree. The shaila of Simen Gimel from beginning to end is one question, and that is how a person establishes and has an emunah that he's a kohen. And it started with Sif Aleph, the Machlekes Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber said that a person is not believed to say he's a kohen unless he has a chazakah. You don't need a yichus brief, but you need a chazakah. And the Ramah said that our minig is, for things that are noyeg bizman hazeh, for duchening and aliyahs, that we trust someone to say he's a kohen. Which means that Pashtus, the rest of the simen, is no nafkamina like the Ramah, only like the Mechaber. Mechaber said, you're not believed. So if you're not believed, how do you prove it? So we had Sif Beis that an Eid Echad is believed. It's not negeya to us. If a person himself is believed, it's not so negeya. However, in fact, it is negeya, even to us, in the case of the Balei Tshuva, who they themselves don't know. If someone says, I'm a Kayin, so Minig Ashkenaz is to trust him, and the rest of the Simen is not negay. But if a man himself says he's a Balei Tshuva, he doesn't know if he's a Kayin, and we have to know the rules to establish in Kahuna. So for this, the Sifim that we're going to learn now, are negaya, even Lididan, even for us, because the Machlekes Svar and Ashkenaz is only if the person is believed about himself. Well, he doesn't know about himself, so the rules of proof are the same. It's not totally the Machlekes, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. So, what do we know about the from Sif Aleph and Beis about the rules of proof that somebody is a Kayin when he himself doesn't know, so there's no Machlekes, Mechaber, Ramah? So in Sif Aleph we said that somebody who's Mesiach Lefituma, he's Neman. He says he remembers as a child certain things took place at Kahuna, he's Neman. And Sif Beis, Eid Echad is also Neman for this. This is Maila Asu B'Yuchsin, a Maila in Dine Yuchsin, and Maila, they were Mekel, that an Eid Echad is believed. So Sif Gimel Dalet, hey, we're going to learn now the Simanim to come, the Sifim to come, are all continuing on this set of klolim of when someone is believed. Now, before we go weiter, what does a Baal Tshuva want? That he should believe he is a kohen or he's not a kohen?
It's probably easier
for him to be not a kohen. So it's true. The instinctive thing is to want to be a kohen. After all, who doesn't want to be a kohen? You get the first aliyah, etc. On the other hand, if someone's a kohen, he's limited in who he can marry. We've had kohenim who did an about face. They started off wanting to be a kohen, and when they found out that it restricts them, sometimes to the wife too, they're already married, then they don't want to be a kohen. So it doesn't go by your choices, it goes by the rayas, and we're going to learn, we'll learn the sifim. Someone asked me last week about DNA testing, so I did do a little bit of looking this up, and so I'll discuss it. But first I'd like to go through what it says inside. Okay, Sif Gimel. Im yayin echad meha anusim, she'echa meha muxif bekuna. Now, anusim in the Shulchan Aruch is a code word for the Muranos. In numerous places in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, sometimes even the Ramah, makes a reference to the Anusim. After Girush Svarad, where the Barbanel estimates 300,000 Jews left Spain and later Portugal, and 300,000 Jews stayed in Spain when that Rebbe did the sign. There was a tremendous the generation that followed, there was a tremendous resentment among the Jews that had left Spain to the Jews that had stayed behind. The ones who stayed behind, those who assimilated, but those who stayed behind, and then when the things got a little better, were able to leave Spain with their money, with their fortune, there was a lot of resentment against them. We find, for example, in Hilchis Geirus, the last sif of Hilchis Geirus, the idea that they required them to do Geirus. They didn't make them do a Tufas Dambris, but a Kabbalah Smitzvah, had to go to the mikveh, which is interestingly enough brought in the Ramah at the end of Reish Samaches, brought such a thing. We find it also in Hilchis Yayin Nesach, that they didn't want to accept, they treated the Anusim as Gayim, Lagabe Yayin Nesach, even those who secretly kept mitzvahs. And therefore, there's a lot of resentment about the Anusim. Today, in Colombia, there are many Muslim non-Jews who have a custom to light candles Friday afternoon and say that they're from the Muranos. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but I got in touch with this Lubavitch fellow in Colombia regarding a Shiloh of Yadus with someone from Colombia, and he told me that if they tell you that their mother lit candles Friday and that they're really Jews, dismiss it, ignore it. Because there are a lot of goyim here doing that. They're saying and they're doing it. I would think that it's some type of raya that it's true. So he emailed me that it's meaningless and you should ignore it. It's not a raya that they're Jews. Obviously.
It's one of the main things of Chabad.
So maybe they're lying because of Chabad. That could be. They get free candles at the train station, so they do it. I mean, it's the reverse. It's negaya if somebody from Colombia wants to come and be megayer and wants to do a geirus. Now, you're sure that person's a guy, there's nothing to investigate because the guy can't be a mamzer. But if you're chayshid that they're Jews, then you have to figure out what's going on in the background. So in the case that I'm involved in a bit now, there's a woman who came, actually applied, moved to America. She and her husband applied to Terev Das for the child to get in. And we questioned the mother's, if the mother knows she's Jewish, she had a geirus, she's going to do a geirus. But the point is that if she's Jewish, it's a problem. She admittedly was born out of wedlock to her mother, but she says her mother's a guy. Very, very difficult. It's very hard to figure these things out. I mean, anyway, this is a digression from the idea that there are Anusim and children of Anusim all over the world. Edgar, who many of you met, I hate to describe him as a black fellow, but he's a black-skinned Edgar. Edgar has, he comes from the Dominican Republic, and he has in his family a Kabbalah, whatever it means, that they're from descendants of the Muranos. He went through a Geirus anyway because it's not an acceptable Kabbalah when it's straight through Goyim. And there's no Shiloh about his Yichus. His parents were married once, and that's it. I doubt they even had a Jewish chuppah at the time. But also, there's 300,000 Muranos 500 years ago is a lot of Jews today. And even if not all 300,000 Muranos, 100,000 were, it adds up to many.
Doesn't Maslach,
They can only be Maslach Fituma if they know. Over 500 years, whether they're Nemun that their mother lit candles, they're not a Frum. The question is how far back that goes. As I said, we're really, in many cases, better off just assuming they're Goyim. Okay, at any rate, what the meaning? No, it's the idea being that, I believe, is that someone comes, he says, he's a firm Jew, he wants to be trusted as a firm Jew, counted to minyan. When you're a here today, gone tomorrow type of Jew, the question is whether the here today is a firm commitment or not. So someone who went through his life knowing he's a Jew and he's supposed to keep mitzvahs and not keeping mitzvahs, that's the issue, is whether they're coming back, so to speak, as any meaning to it. That's what I would think is the idea. I'm not certain, except I can report to you that it's brought down there in Hilchos Gerus.
It's such a problem if there is some kind of real illness there, but it's not actually Baidik. It's possibly Baidik 500 years.
It can be Baidik if they're Jewish, but it could be Baidik if their mother had a prior Jewish marriage without a get. I mean, that's what we care about. So there is a certain amount of investigation could be done. You can't figure out if they're Jewish. Again, this fellow who's in Colombia, who he says the fact that they lied is not meaningless. I assume he knows some experience. I have no idea. I don't think we can know. I don't think, how many diaries could we?
He's a guy our age, and his father was like...
Oh, in the United States?
Yeah, he came.
He's not talking about in the United States.
His grandmother from Colombia.
Oh, from Colombia. Lit candles. So what, he assumes he's Jewish, or he was a Gerus?
He went through Gerus by law.
Oh, he went through a Gerus,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Rabbi Yaakov asked me, I don't know why they made the Gerus. Again, it could be they wanted to be sure it's a firm commitment. It's not just today, yeah, tomorrow, not. They wanted, I think, to make sure it's a firm commitment. I mean, the whole... What? Well, the Ethiopians were Megayer because there's a question about the Jewish Yichus. When it says Anusim, it means we know they're Jewish Yichus. They're just... the whole effort to renew the Smicha in Tzfas in the mid-1500s was to give Malkus to those that were Chayiv Krisos, to Patan Amidei Krisos. The Maribe Rav, who wanted to reintroduce Smicha. They did it because there were those who went through, there were Moranos, people who in Spain had been over on Isurei Karis. And to do tshuva, they wanted to be able to get Malkus to Patina from Croesus. Now, how you do Malkus without Hasra, I'm not sure, but the Maribe Rav writes it, that was the reason for the move to reintroduce the Smicha. There was a certain messianic avir to it also, but the Maribe Rav writes this.
It's how much is Shubha to make up in the Crusades? He says, you should get the Kark and the only Lipat Kheret, you wouldn't say the same here?
We definitely have to be mekarev of them. I mean, the Rambam wrote, Geras Hashmad wrote similarly, yeah, that you should be mekarev of them, you should be marchik them. But the Rambam is not talking about Geras Sfarad, obviously, but he's talking about similar period of time. You know what happened after the forced conversions? So the Ashkenazic Jews wrote that Catholicism is not mamish avodah zarah, and Sephardic, the Rambam wrote, what do you mean? Catholicism is avodah zarah. Islam is not straight avodah zarah. So everybody was melamed tzchus on b'nei Irai, but okay, it's a digression. I mean to say, to make the point, that anusim etchidei shulchan aruch refers to them. Here it says, in Sif Gimel, and yeyed echa mi anusim, let's say an Eid Echad will say that he remembers that the good old days in Spain, that this family were Kayanim. Malin Oise Likris Betaira, Mechashin Shami Imai Kutis. Here's the Pshat. We already said that Eid Echad is Neman. If Eid Echad says he's a Kayan, he's Neman. The Eid Echad is not saying that. Eid Echad is saying, I remember the father was a Kayan. The question is, do we have to be chayshid that the father, during the time of assimilation in Spain, married a Gaisha woman, and then the child is At the very least, the apostle Akuna. If you married a guy, the guy is a woman, he's a chalal. She's a guy born from the. He's born with the guy is a woman, he's a guy. But even otherwise, would be a chalala. So that, it says here in the Mechaber that we're not chayshish. Why are we not chayshish? So everyone brings the Beishmol in the beginning of Aisyud, brings that the Anusim were careful not to marry Goyim. that Tamar Ashbatz, the Anusim ain noisim la'akum. That the Anusim did not marry Goyim, and Memela, the Eirechon is believed to say that that Aviv Kayin, and therefore this is them on this.
So
now,
why
okay, so that's a good question. I wanted to address that. I want to point out that Beishmuel and Chax Mechaika asked, this is a steward to Sivav. I'm going to wait to Sivav, because the steward to Sivav is Noigeya. Yitz Hashem will talk about the Balei Tshuva who have an Eirecha that the father's a Kayin, whether we have to be Chayshish. Now the question is, why does it say Likris B'Tayra? What about Duchening? I mentioned that Rabbi Yashiv in his Ha'oriz, Sangsuvis Dav Chav Ches, says for Pidyan HaBen that you shouldn't give to someone who's Muslim L'Kuhuna Al Pi Eirecha. That you shouldn't give the Pidyan HaBen to such a person, because it's not a solid enough thing. Now, what about Duchini? What are the rules? This is very negaya. We have in shul sometimes someone who's not a real Shem Shabbos, who say yet, and they still want to come to shul, and the question is whether they can duchin or not. So Shulchan Aruch, it brings here machlokes to Rambam and Rashi. I'm reading the Mechaber. Mumar l'avodas alilim lo yises kapav. The Rambam Shita is, even if he does tshuva, once a Kayin was Avir Avodah Zarah, even if he does full tshuva, and he's very frum, he's not allowed to duchin. It's Xeris HaKosiv, Ach lo yalu kayinei habamais el mizbach Hashem Yerushalayim. That once the hands of a Kayin served Avodah Zarah, that he can't, even if he does tshuva, he can't duchin. And then the Mechaber says, V'yesh Aymrim, it must have shuvah nice kapav. That's the shita of the Ramah. Vim nenas, if he's one of the anusim, the divrei akol nice kapav. He could duchin, because I mentioned to you in the past the Rambam's rule that even though avodah zarah is yaharig val yavar, if someone is over v'loy nerag on avodah zarah, he's considered a oinus for avodah zarah. He doesn't get misa even when asra. If somebody is forced to be Eivir Avodah Zarah, then he's Yarek Val Yavar, and he's Eivir, so the Rambam says he doesn't get Misa, he's not Eivir Avodah Zarah, he's an Einus. He's Eivir on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, to be Kashem Shemayim, which is not an Issa Misa. This is the Rambam's Chiddush, and I believe it's to the degree that they get Alocha, it's an accepted Chiddush. And that's why it says here, in Nenas, the Rambam is Maida. Even though the Rambam holds, once you're Eivir Avodah Zarah, you're possible to be a nice kapav. But if he did it by this, so the Rambam says that, L'divrei HaKoyal, nice kapav. It's up to Mishnah Berurah. Va'af, the Rambam, Shubaldei Rishai, the Kosa Behedya, Afim Ovid Vainis La Yisakapa, Vachemari, Beloy Ovda Adayin, Rek Shahimir Dosai, Hainu Shahidal Avaydazara, Vikimlo Belaka. Vafti Gamze, Kavir Avaydazara, Mamishin Chiamisa, Linyan Ainis, Makalina, Lysias Kapai, Kim Dakapar of Layosa Maisa. So he's saying that it means only an Ainis in the Kabbalah Savaydazara. But if subsequently he actually did the Avodah Zarah, which means that he was nenas to be mekabel, but afterwards he did things for it, so then he's pasul lisas kapa. What about l'chal Shabbos? The Mishnah Berurah says, cheinim umum l'chal Shabbos befehesya hariyuka avodas kalilim v'lo yisakapav. So it says here beferish in Mishnah Berurah that this is in Kuf Chav Ches of Kuf Lamed Dalid, that somebody is a Mechal Shabbos Befehesia is not allowed to duch him. What? He is the Kalev Ravai Dezara, yeah. A mummer, not an Inus, right. If a mummer, Lechal Shabbos Befehesia, if he's an Inus, he's allowed. And Befehesia, if he does it quiet privately, it doesn't. So no, it doesn't say here that he did tshuva. The Rambam Shita tshuva doesn't help. It's unique to Avay Dezara because of the pasuk that the Kohen Abamis can't do. Had he done tshuva by Shabbos, there'd be no question. So he's an apostle kohen. So he can't do it. He can't do it. Someone's over and he's suri kohen. Can't do it. I understand, but the psulei kuna pasla person kuna somebody who's a psul.
No, he's married. Yeah.
While he's married to her. Well, he's not a mumla chal terakula. He's not a mumla chal terakula. He's a mumla davakal. Not it's alive. He's not a mumla. We have. Unfortunately, there are people who are. That's a good question. All right, Ramesha has a tshuva. The first chelak of Igros Ramesha in tshuva kuf lamid gimel, tshuva lamid gimel, Arachayim. He's mekel by someone who's otherwise from, but mechal Shabbos for parnasa because he has the pressures of parnasa, and he goes to work. So Ramesha's mekel on such a person, not an oidis, but he's mekel on such a person that he's allowed to duchen. It's a bigger chiddush that they bring in the Dirshu Mishtabura, and again, these things have to be checked because it's a big chiddush. They bring for Rav Yashiv that Bizmanenu, the people who are Mechala Shabbos, you're allowed to let them duchen. Because Bizmanenu, everyone's a shtickle on us because of the avir of the world. That the Chazon Ish's line about the avir of the world today is such that makes it difficult for people to makes it easy for people to be swayed in the wrong direction. Why exactly is different today than it was 100 or 200 years ago? I don't know, but they bring for Avil Yashiv that you can let a mumal chal Shabbos dochin. The chiddush is even for Hesek. But sinai, they could always do it. It's a very big chiddush to print b'piashmua from Elvei Yashiv something which is the opposite of what it says in the Mishnah Berurah and the Paiskim. But anyway, this is the issue. So the question was why it only says here likris b'tayra. It doesn't say dochening. For dochening, I think maybe the bar is a little higher. Someone you have to know for sure. Somebody was anusim. You have to know for sure that they came back. Siv Dalid. Moving on. Siv Dalid. Afilu bo shnayim. The kolach and meir achaveru shukayin nemonim v'leichashin and legayimun. What am I going to do? This is a mishnah. Maybe it doesn't taste good. But it says two people come, and one says he's a kayin, the other one says he's a kayin. So they're not muvzik. So lechashinu legaimlin. Why? This is all maila asu b'yuchsin. This is all a maila that they were machbe by yuchsin. So hey mamru, they were mekel on what says here sifdalin. It's a mishnah in Ksuvis in the second parak. What? Gomlin means conspirators. People are conspiring. I'll say it's about you. You say it's about me. It's a good deal. It's what? No. This is dinim for kuna bisman hazeh, I believe. And yochsin also. Yeah. Sifhei is also in the Gemara there. Many of you maybe remember it from the second parak of Ksubis, which we learn in yeshiva. Neman agad loymer zechredik shayisi tibik. A person is not neman to say masharab bikatnusai. Someone remembers when he saw as a child and he says, hey, this is a gadol. We're worried about warped memory. But again, over here, they were mekel. A person is neman to say, not only about himself, But you notice if she takes Shurisi Plaini Taival Vaichal Truma, remember they took him to the mikveh and they tabled him and they gave him Truma. My nice Pimli has Kayin, Kayin is Manazah. And he's Neman again, not for Kuhuna of Zman Beis Hamikdash, but for Kayin of Zman Hazeh. He's Neman and he has a din of a Kayin. There's no Truma, but no, it means he remembers as a child he ate Truma. That's the Gemara's case. So a person's Neman, I guess, Zman Hazeh would be to say this about. What? Yeah, well, the Truma is Tame and the people are Tame, yeah. Yeah, in theory, the okay. In theory, this truma is manazev. You have some that was not mukshel kabel tumah, and everybody's considered tamei, but because the tumah sheyaseh megufay. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you have truma is manazev, that was not some is not mukabel tumah. It was not mukshel kabel tumah. You could have today fruit that's not mukshel kabel tumah, and. So it says you give the truma to a kayin shloyot tuma begufay that's too young, under 9 years old, that he wasn't tamei meis and he never was a bakeri or a zad. So I'm saying what it says over there in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe, I don't know. It's hard to know about a cut, but that's what it says. You can have. The Magen Avraham says that Arizal was oichol cholam b'tara, so she made tshuva. He ate harichul mitara. He ate only things that were not mukshel kabel tumah. If you eat an apple that was never been washed, was never made wet, the apple is not mekabel tumah. All fruit or flour has to be made wet to be mekabel tumah. So the Magen Avraham says that Arizal and the Seder Shimei Teshuva ate chul mitara. I don't know if it says tara sakaydish, but ate chul mitara. And
is there something about giving tumah shenitma to a
you're not allowed to feed truma to a behemoth. So, okay. Yes, that's why it says the bisman hazeh aliyas kaim bisman hazeh. Oh, you mean the fact that he remembers bekatnusai truma? All it means here is that whatever he be nam bekatnusai is nam meant to say mashal.
But
the
oliches is
questionable. Oh, you mean why? No, Kohen Chazaka is solid. So he's a Cheskes Kuhuna. His parents, as far as we know, his grandparents, whatever we know, live with Cheskes Kohen. Kohen Chazaka is 100%. We make a bracha, Pidyan. We make a Shom Sesiv Tzivah. We make a bracha. Because you don't need Kohen Yichus. Kohen Yichus was a Gzeira that was made, that Ezra set up in the Beis HaMikdash, that you need Kayim Yichasim. Mikar Adin, Saiklan Ala Chazakas. You don't need Yichas, you need Chazaka. So, Kayim Chazaka is a regular Deraisa. We're talking about someone who doesn't have Chazaka, and he doesn't have Shei Edim, he's being believed through all these secondary ways. The Eidus is on Truma, but you're only becoming Kayine Bizman Hazek. Kayine Bizman Hazek, the last words in Sifei, he's not talking about giving him Truma, he's talking about giving him all the benefits of Kayine Bizman Hazek. What does the Gros say? Yeah, Bekat Nusay. The Gros says, Avo Bidereis, Av Godl Imay Lai Mahani, Kabash Kasav Taisisham, Vitzalchiyin, Lame Hishmit, Yasin Besa Sefer. Okay, that's something else. Right, the Gemara story, it says he was Yaitzim in Beis HaSefer. Remember, as a child, they pulled down at a Beis HaSefer and they took him to Tavlin. So why is he Yaitzim in Beis HaSefer? Otherwise, maybe he was the Eved of a Kayin. It's not a Rai, he's a Kayin. But if he went to Yeshiva, so he was Yaitzim in Beis HaSefer. So the Gemara said, Tzarechiyin Lama Hishmit Yaitzim in Beis HaSefer. Why didn't he mention it? Bisman Hazeh. Loi Mahani, okay, I don't know what that means, but okay. At any rate, right, the children of Avodim were not Mechayim and Talmid Torah, they didn't send a teaching. Right, they wouldn't be Machzik them as Israel, Dafkana. Right, it says if someone puts tefillin on his Eved, it's a Shechver, because Avodim don't wear tefillin. If you put tefillin on his Eved, it's time there's Meshachar. Okay, Sivav. All right, we'll talk about Joshua Sivav, okay? Let's talk about it. Sivav is going to be Negea. Okay, now, Siv, Dalet and Hay, I don't think it happens. Let's see Sivav. Mishavav am a kayin ani. Okay, somebody comes, he's saying he's a kayin. Again, the Mechabashita is, he's not believed. Ramashita is believed. So this Sif is Negea. Mishabava Amar, I don't know if I'm a Kayan. So Mishabava Amar, Kayan Ani, Vein Echad Meyin Sheyedea Ba'avishu Kayan. Again, Vein Echad doesn't say about him. It says, I know his father was a Kayan. Now listen carefully because this is a very fine line here in the Mechaber. If an Eid Echad says his father was a Kayan, Eimailan Oysa Lakuna Alpiv, Shema Chololhu. Because what's going on? You say the father was a Kayan. But maybe the father married somebody who's pasul kahuna. So you still don't know that he's a kayin. Ad sheyayit shezek kayin hu. Unless he says, I know he's a kayin, that's good. Aval, imhuzik aviv kayin. If the father had a chazak, he's a kayin. Ayshabal shnar v'idu shavishol zek kayin hu. Or two witnesses says the father's a kayin. Harizeh b'cheskas aviv, b'choldav ha'ochid achar chazak. Now, what's going on here? Here you have two cases. In one case, an Eid Echad said the father's a Kayin. In one case, two Eidim said the father's a Kayin. When an Eid Echad says the father's a Kayin, you were Chayshish, you married a Chol. When two Eidim said the father's a Kayin, we're not Chayshish. Why? What is that one thing got to do with the other? And what's the difference if an Eid Echad says a Kayin? Two Eidim. If you want to be Chayshish, you married an apostle, he married an apostle. What's the difference? The answer is, we may ikar hadin there's a neman is when achayshish. There's no mylos will be yuchsin when there are two edim that someone's a kayin. On the other hand, when there are no two edim, mylos will be yuchsin. They did a mylo. You have to know he's a kayin. So even if a echad says the father's a kayin, you still don't know he's a kayin. And therefore, we have this quirk sort of in halacha that when an eid echad says, so what does that mean? It means you have a baal tshuva today. And he doesn't know if he's a kayin. And they find an Eid Echad that says, I know his father or his father's father was a kayin. So that's not good enough for this Baal Tshuva. He's not going to find Eid to know he's a kayin. He grew up in the sticks. He grew up somewhere. And he can talk about his Ichus. So he's trying to trace his father's father if he's a kayin. So he finds two Eidim, his father's father's a kayin. He's a kayin, no problem. He finds an Eid Echad that his father's father was a Kayin. We can't let him, we can't be Mekel for him because we have to be Chayshish that the father's father or the father married a Chalol. That's a very hard thing. Or what? Yes, so, okay. So it's only my loss will be Yochsin. He ends up like a Chamor Gamal. He ends up the Chumris of Kuhuna and not the Kulis of Kuhuna. It's a very difficult, very difficult thing. What?
Because
there's no kosher aid, that's
yeah,
what you mean. Well, the Metseva that has the finger hands on it or the name Kayin. I hear what you're saying. I mentioned last week we learned in the end of Sif Aleph if the Zaydah signed the Shtar whatever Avraham ben Yitzchak Kayin, that's good enough. And from that to be Madam Milsa would seem a Matseva that says Kayin is also good. The question is, why does that help? If a Chayshish should marry a Cholol, why does it help? So I'm only saying it would help if the one who made the Matseva was from Yid or a traditional Jew of some sort. Three generations. So you have this problem. So what do you do? it's very, very difficult. And then when one of them is going to marry a Krusha, they're going to say, I'm not a Kayin. They're going to want a Kula the other way. Okay, so let me tell you, this is a major issue. there's a stira between Sivav and Siv Gimel. Again, Sivav, let's take the Eid Echad part. You have to have a cup. It says, if an Eid Echad says Aviv Kayin, so, Eimai Lenoi Sele Kuhuna. Now go back to Siv Gimel. Im Yoyed Echad Mea Anusim. Right? We started today. You got attracted to the discussion of Anusim. But forget that Anusim. They're Frayin. Sheach Mea Mufzim Pekuhuna. Mea Sele Kuhuna. It says if you have somebody, a Murano, we're not chayshish that the father married a guy because the Muranos didn't marry a guy. So it's everybody, the Beishmol, the Chalkas, B'chaykak, alright, you're not chayshish you married a Kutis. But in Sivav it says you have to be chayshish that he married a Chalal, he married a Grusha. So Sistira, Siv Gimel, Sivav. Siv Gimel says that we make him a kayin for things that are kuna bizman hazeh. And Sivav says we don't make him a kayin. So you have a stiris of Gimel and Sivav. This is the Chalkas B'chaykat Kash and the Beis Shmuel's Kash. So therefore what?
So the Murano
said that Sivav,
they
would marry a guy. Yes, I'm not worried that he married a guy. If he married a guy, the child's a guy. I'm worried that he married a chalal in Sivav. So why is Siv Gimel? Aren't you worried he married a? No, it doesn't say. It's just because they don't marry Kainim. They do all the other Averis. They don't marry Gayim, but the other Averis did.
Why should they stop Averis?
Yeah.
They want to keep what they can keep. Why should marry a Kol? Why should marry a Kol?
You're picturing it in a very romantic way. Yeah, yeah. How much they kept? I don't know. We don't know how much they kept. They don't know Chazaka. So now there are two different terutzim, but it's a great gigantic nafkamina between them. The Chalkas B'chaykak in Sivkat and Zion says it's a machlaikis of Gimel and Sivav. You hit the jackpot. You have Siv Gimel. We say it's a machlaikis. If Gimel holds, you believed. Oh, so we have here a way out for our shilas with these Balei Tshuva. Because in this first terrace, take a look at the Chalkas B'chaykak Zion. It's the second very wide line on the previous page. By these Muranos, Ein Chayshi Sheva Imay Kutis Hatam Kosev Tashbat Rashbats. The Rashbats writes the Roiv Anusim Nisharim Leschatei Begayim. Roiv, generally the Anusim are Nishar for marrying Gayim. Miukasha B'Sava Sivav. Because of the Echad I made Shaviv Kain, Eimai Lenoisei Lekuna, Shema Avinasa Chalala. Avol Mozik Aviv Kain, Ashabo Beis, Ve'idu Shaviv Shazek Kain, then Ari Zebacheskes Aviv. Okay. Onu Zeh, this Onus is Siv Gimel. Shemeid She Echad Mehem Mozik Pekuna, that it means Mehem, then 1-8 says Eidus, there's Mozik Pekuna, Shavai Sevai Becheskes Kainim. Debate all of Ib Kain Lochush Sheva Ben Kutasi. Again, Debate all of Ib Kain say Ain Lochush Sheva Ben Kutasi. Well, that Chayish is the father, that the mother is a guy. Ib Kain Yapsak Masasri Adadi. Kashem Gula Kaba Chayishin and Sheva Chalalu. Hakadami Gebe Edisana Sheva Avin Nasa Chalala. Alkeno Yanira. The Rashbats, Le Smir, Le Karamba. It's a Stira, Siv Gimel, and Sivav. Now, the Tashbats doesn't argue with the Rambam too often. Tashbats was the Talmud of the Nebuki Yisim, was the Talmud of Iran, was the Talmud of Rashba, the Talmud of Ramban, who was the Talmud of Rambam four generations later. But in Bemis, Nidcha Karava Magin, lost his Talmud Divrei HaRambam. Mashamachalik Bechazaka, Pishnaim, Bechazaka, Piedachot. Sivav, it's not Mistaver, it's a very Bechidish. Got Kosav or Rabba Magid, Shirashi Varayvit, Pershua Gemara, Dafka Shiyotza Koyal, Alimai. That Eid Echad we lach Chayshish, Al Bistam Alay Chayshinen. Okay, Dibri Ashbat, Shabizeh, Ozo Bishita Shapaiskim. Then Sif Gimel is going with the Sheet of Rashi and the Raivit. Dibri Aram Sivav, Hema Saisrim. And therefore, the first shot of the Tashbat is a big kula. Comes out, if you hold like the first terrace of the Tashbat, that you could be Mekel. On this Baal Tshuva was an Eid Echad that it said there was a Kayin not to be Chayshish, maybe he married a Grusha or a Chalala. That's the first teretz of the of the Chalkas Mechaikak. Then he says, Ve'efshir, the Likris Petoya, for Rabba Maidad Lavi Surahu, B'sufav Le'meri Elman, the Sias Kapayim, Vachilas Truma. At the end, he says, maybe it's not a stira. Maybe here we're talking for Aliyas, he's a Kayan, and there we're talking for everything else, for Dochening and Pinyaben or Truma. So it's a very big difference between these two Terutzim. According to the second Teretz, it's a very marginally Musik Lakuna. The Beis Shmuel holds Zikr like the second Teretz. It's a Deichik to say Sif Gimel and Sif Vav are arguing. Mechaber doesn't indicate a Machlaikis. And he comes on that they're not arguing. So it comes out that it's a very unclear psak halacha. You have this Baal Tshuva who has an Eid Echad. Now if he has two Eidim, that his father's father was a Kayin, so we're good. We're not chayshish for halala stam. But if he has an Eid Echad, we end up, he's in this no man's land between the Chalkas Mechaikik's first Teretz, which I believe the Chazanish Paskins like, that it's an argument, Siv Gimel and Siv Vav, and that Siv Gimel is saying that he's Neman, and second Teretz, which holds that we have to be Chayshish, and get Aliyas, but nothing else. It's a very strange kahuna. He's going to be in shul, he's going to get Aliyas as a Kayim, or it comes to Duchin, he's not going to go up to Duchin. It's a very unusual type of situation. Darach HaShulchan doesn't pass it. He brings the two shitas and he doesn't say a psak. And maybe in his day, I assume that until for the modern era of Bali Tshuva, I don't know how much this was, how shchiach this was, that somebody should come with an Eid Echad. You remember, we're talking about from the Eidim. We're not talking about Frayim. It's hard for a Bali Tshuva to bring from people that could say Eidus. So it's not logical, which is why he says that the Rambam is a Doichit. But the answer is, two Eidim, Be'etzem, two Eidim is believed. So we're not stam chayshish for cholol. Without two Eidim, Milo asu biyuchsin to be chayshish. For Milo asu biyuchsin, was saying that Milo asu biyuchsin is that you have to know about him. And so to believe in Eid Echad about him, it's a kula, that's a beis, we believe. But to believe in Eid Echad about the father, when we say l'chayshish v'chalala, the word is the ma'ilos u'biyuchsin is you have to know about him. You have to know about him. Now, if somebody would say something that would be totally impossible circumstantially, he must be a kayin, it would be good. We're saying Eid is about the father is not proof he's a kayin, because he could have married a chalala, and therefore the child still is missing the ma'ilos u'biyuchsin. That's the shit around it. It's the same issue to a great degree as the Matseva, etc. The Pinkas of a Mayel only means they told me he's a Kayan. It doesn't mean he knows they're a Kayan. The Mayel on a Shtar and a Matseva is that someone's doing it publicly. In front of everybody, he's saying, I'm a Kayan. If he's not a Kayan, it's not likely he would have done it. To whisper it to a Mayel and have the Mayel write it down is not, it's even less than Eid Echad. The most it could be is Eid Echad. It's probably less than Eid Echad. What?
And it says also, I know that his wife is not Chalor.
Yeah, I think so, because for Yochsin Eid Echad is believed. If Eid Echad would say, I know the mother, I suppose it would be good. I suppose you can investigate the mother.
You're afraid that the father married a Grusha. Now, why aren't you afraid the kid, the guest was not well? Did they have a guest? They had the best?
That's why I answered Avi. It's not the Pshat, Chayshish, what are the odds he married a Grusha? The Pshat is, the Takana was, my loss would be Yochsin, you have to know he's a Kayan. See, do you know? You don't know. Because saying it about the father is not knowledge. It's only Eid Echad. It's not knowledge of an Eid Echad that he's a Kayan. It's knowledge of Eid Echad that he's almost certainly a Kayan. Because that Eid is, you're not Mekayim, the Ma'ilos will be your sin of knowing. That's the word in the Rambam Shita. Despite that, the Chalkas Mechaikik wrote, B'Shem the Magid Mishnah, He said, Rabbi, that the Divrei HaRambam are the Chukim. The Magmish doesn't write that all the time. That Divrei HaRambam the Chukim. But, okay. So we end up stuck. Yes, he wants to know halacha l'maisa, so I don't know.
No,
if it's only, then there's no nemanis at all. Yeah. I'll tell you, the tshuvas that I've seen printed are all the other way around. Where a man is married, he becomes a bal tshuva, and he's married to a grusha, and they already have children. And now we have evidence that, you know, if you have two eidim, he's a kayin, so we have to give her a get. There's no two ways about it. But what happens when we have eidim, just that the father, this eidim, walked around, kilu he's a kayin? What do you do? It's a very difficult situation, especially when they are children, marriage, happy marriage, and children, and it's maybe even a big nisayim for them to stick with it. So it's a very difficult situation to know what to do. I saw one of the tshuvas. There was a maisa that happened in Kiryat Sanz fairly recently with such a maisa. And the Rav in Kiryat Sanz, Heshev Yitzchak, something Yitzchak, is a Rav Yitzchak something or other. I don't mean in a disrespectful way, I just don't remember his name. And he wrote a long tshuva about it. He goes to a Sivgivel, he goes to a Sivav, you know, he goes to the whole thing. And at the end, he says, if he doesn't ask, don't tell him. If he asks, what are you going to do? You know, like, you're going to have to tell him that you have to be Chayshu Shurakayim. But he writes, at the end of the tshuva, it's not a Dovah Barer. So if he's not asking you, you don't have to say anything. Let them go on with life. And what? But he can't get Aliyas as a kohen. He can't have it both ways. He's married to Grusha. He's saying there's no proof I'm a kohen. He can't go duchen and get Aliyas as a kohen. He can't have it both
ways.
Maybe. We have a question what to write in the Ksuba or on the Get of people who are Kayanim based on this Machlaikis. What do you do when you're writing a Ksuba, you're writing a Get, and the Dembo Zekuna, many of them, the Zayda told them, and the Zayda's a Frayid, but the Zayda wouldn't lie to them. They know the Zayda doesn't lie. What? So Rabbi Yosef has a Tshuva. He says, if someone is a kain and you miss and you don't write it, it's kosher b'shas adchak. If someone is not a kain and you write kain, that's possible. So he says, better leave out kain, don't write kain. It's sometimes very embarrassing when you have somebody getting aliyas as a kain and iksuba. It's the funniest thing. Would you notice what they read under the chuppah about a kain? You never notice in a million years, but they always think you notice. They always think you notice. It's the strangest thing. As a matter of fact, I've had ksubas, and I told them, write the ksuba properly. And the one who reads the ksuba, when he reads it out loud, he'll say, no, I'm afraid they'll make a mistake. I had it with someone who adopted a child. The child had a dinger, nobody knew. And the father didn't want anybody to know. You can read the ksuba, Ben Avraham Avinu, or even just Ben Avraham. My name's not Avraham, his name is something else. So he was all. He said, don't write it. So Abitaka didn't write it. And Bar Yichudrum, I prepared a second ksuba. And they had the whole thing. And Bar Yichudrum, I went in with a second aide who knew the story. And we ripped up the old ksuba and we wrote a new ksuba. What?
We'll have
the so they said a lie under the ksuba. No, nobody notices. It's the strangest thing. I've had pinyin habens where the woman had a previous miscarriage. That's a shaila. So you do a pinyin haben misafik. I don't know why they're ashamed. It's not to be ashamed of to have a miscarriage, but they don't have anybody to know. So I tell them, buy a new suit so you can make a shechianu. And do the bracha pinyin habens, skip Hashem Elokeinu. Say, Baruch Melech Olam Hashem Sisivan. So they say, everyone's going to notice. I say, guarantee you, no one's going to notice. Guaranteed. Just mumble a little. Nobody's going to notice. And afterwards they say, nobody noticed. You know, like, So, but people are self-conscious. It's a very tricky thing. So this is a very the parasha of Balei Tshuva with Kahuna is very, very tricky. It's one thing, yeah, Kayif Aliyah, not a Kayif Aliyah. When it comes to marrying a Grush and a Chalala, it's unfortunately a very, very tricky thing. And there are times that they say they believe the Freya one. In other words, they say, I believe him, he's talking out for him, but I know him, he never lies. So Ramesh has a tshuva, and Ramesh has shita in a number of places, is that when you have yediyah, it's not totally in dinei edus. It's a chiddush of Ramesh, but it seems to be a gemara. There are rules of nemanis. That was the kashrus case. The question is, If I know something, do I have to bring two eidim? No. If I know, knowledge is better. The example I always give my class is two eidim say that Reuven killed Shimon with Asra. And Beza Paskins, Reuven's Chayav Misa. The day of the Misa, Shimon walks in. So you give Reuven Misa, everyone says, no, Shimon's here. I say, but you have two eidim. There's no stronger proof than two eidim. So they always answer me, Anan Sadi, they didn't kill him. I say, oh, so it's trey v'trey. It's a suffix. So, is it a suffix? Two eidim say Reuven killed Shimon, and Shimon walks in. The answer is that when you have yediyah, there are no rules on nemanis of eidus. When you know something, so you can ask me, what does yediyah mean? But there's a concept of yediyah, of knowing. Ramesha writes that if you know somebody who has no nemanis, but you know that person always tells the truth, you're allowed to rely on that person totally. He's not talking, no, well, then you don't know. But I'm talking when you have somebody who claims to have a yediyah, in that tshuva, it's yediyah, his mother said, that, you know, that she was not married before. When it's a yediyah, it gives an emanis, the gabi, the person who knows, it doesn't give an emanis, the gabi, everybody else. Ramesha, we relied on this with the Philendel boys. Their parents were not religious. I think today they are, but they were not religious. And the four boys became religious. And the question was trusting their parents for kashrus. So I brought Shlomi, the oldest one, I brought him to Rebelsky to ask the Shaila what to do. He says, oh, Ramesh's tshuva. And he pulls out Ramesh's tshuva, which was also written to Russians, but in Russia, two generations ago, where it was the opposite, where the parents were religious and the children were communists. And the children told Ramesha that they believe the children when they say it's kosher. They wouldn't lie to us. So Ramesha writes, your children are not Neman. They're not from. But if you have a yediyah, you could rely on them. So what happened in 1930, the parents were religious, the children were not. You know, it happened again in 1990, where the parents were not religious and the children were religious. Rebelsky said to rely on it only b'shas hadchak, which means until, as long as you're living in the house. When you get married, you leave the house, don't rely on it. So the parents met with me and they said, you know, until we get married, you have to tell what's going to be. I told the parents, don't worry. What you don't do for your children, you do for your grandchildren. So what do you mean? I said, I know people, for their children, they don't become religious. Children become religious, they don't. For their grandchildren, they become religious. You know, the grandchildren are looking at them like a shake. Am I right, Yossi? For the grandchildren, you know, they become religious. They have grandchildren who pay us behind the ears, and they're gonna be chal Shabbos and kachav.
The whole thing over here is only yediyah.
Yediyah helps for the person himself. Doesn't help for me. I don't have the yediyah. Helps for him. So he could, but not for me. Okay. Let's see some Zion. What? Who doesn't mix? Okay. If you know. Okay, some Zion. Every day has idea, but what he's saying this about. So they get it to me. I have to know if I can eat this food. Therefore what? Therefore the eight could do whatever he wants. But if I have to know it's kosher, I don't have yediyah. So I need, if I need two edim, then the edim is not enough. We're talking here with the subject of the shayla has yediyah. Okay, Sim Zayin is Kael. Mishozev Aviv Kayim, Yatzal of Kael Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Gemara talks about Kael. Now, what's a Kael? I'll answer you in a minute. Chayshish Elayim, Eridin Isai, Wachayshish. A Kael Wachayshish. Now, if a Kael means a rumor, we're in a lot of trouble, especially in the internet age where rumors abound all the time. So we're going to have to define Kael. But listen to this. It's, the Mechaber is only here because the story happened in the Gemara. Listen to the case. There was a Kael. We made him ice Kael. Boy, Echad Acha Kafei Yitzhu Kosher. And Eid Echad said he's good. Mylan Ice Lukuna Apiv. So now he was a Kayan. He became ice Kayan. Now he returned to being a Kayan. Api Eid Echad. Then, Bo Beze Edim Achaka. Bidushu Cholo. Two Edim beats one Eid. So they may read an Isai Bikuna. So now he got knocked down again. You got it? So he's back and forth. Then, but Eid Echad, a second Eid Echad came, Eid Shul Kasher. So you got the picture? You have a Kael, no good. Eid Echad, good. Two Eidim, no good. One more Eid, good. So now you have Trey Betray. You have two Eidim against two Eidim. Mailin Isai Lakuna, Shizeh Achrei Mitzdarf Leid Arishai. This case of Trey Betray. Shnai midim shu kasha, shnai midim shu pasul. It's two against two. Yitchu elu ve'elu. V'yitche ha'koyel. Now why don't we listen to the koyel? Two edim cancel out two edim. You're left with a koyel. You follow the shayla. You had a koyel that pasled him. You have two edim kasha, two edim pasul, cancel each other out. So we say the koyel also gets knocked out. Shnayim kemeya. Yishar koyim becheskes aviv. That is a kasha. Now this is a lumdis in the shas of trey v'trey. We have two edim against two edim, plus another raya. Does the other raya count? The Gemara, the case in the Paiskim, is someone has a migu, and then there's trey v'trey. Let's say someone says I owe him money. He brings a shtar, and I say perua, I paid. But a migu of mezuyif, he can't be mekayim the shtar. I have a migu. Let's say perua is nemu, amigo mezuyif. Then two Edom say I did pay. Two Edom say I didn't pay. Does my migu help? Those who say two and two cancel each other out, and you go bas a migu or bas a kail. That's called trey v'trey command the lesser dami. When two cancel each other, they're like they're not here. We paskin trey v'trey command the isa. We have two against two, they don't both disappear. You have maximum proof this way, maximum proof that way. Now, no proof could help. Just like if you bring 100 Edim on one side, Trey Kameya. If you bring a Raya of Migu, if your Migu is an Ansadi, you bring a Raya of Migu, a Raya of Kael, any other Raya, it doesn't help. Trey V'Trey is Kamandi Isa. Other Rayas don't help. You go back to Chazaka. You go Basa Chazaka. Okay, this type of case would be highly unusual if it comes up. So next week we'll do Sifches. We'll get to DNA, which is on Sifches.